Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have Rihanna Milne. Rihanna is a certified global life, love, and trauma recovery coach, a certified clinical trauma and addictions professional, a certified mindfulness coach, and a number one best-selling author. She also hosts her own podcast, which is called Lessons in Life and Love. She's an educational speaker, licensed mental health professional, and counselor for over 21 years. She lives in Palm Beach County, Florida. I'm in Florida too. I'm in Orlando at the moment.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
She was also a life and dating coach for the docuseries Radical Dating, Finding Lasting Love Over 40, and her client is now happily married. Rihanna specializes in helping those who have had past childhood or love relationship trauma to heal, transform, and thrive, leading them to create the life they desire to have and the love they deserve. She offers coaching programs for both straight and LGBTQ single and couples globally for the ages of pretty much everything from 16 to 76 at this point. So welcome, Rihanna. I'm really happy to
Thank
have you on
you.
the podcast.
Thank you. Actually, my oldest client's 83. And
Oh, that is
yeah,
so
and
cool.
I've been in business now over 25 years. So it's the years have passed for sure,
I
quickly.
think
It's
all of
nice to
us
be
feel
here.
that way. Great to have
Thanks
you.
for having me, Julie.
And so I know that you do a lot of really deep and intense work with people around the trauma that they potentially have been through in their lives. So could you describe, first of all, what led you to this work? And second of all, what is your methodology for helping them through?
Okay, so it started really when I was quite young. When I was 16, I lost one of my best childhood friends to a drunk driver. And I had asked my mom if I could go to counseling to help with processing the grief. And it was the only death I experienced, so it was quite traumatic for me. And she said, "No one in this family will ever go to a counselor." And I said, "Then I will grow up to become one." And that's where I set my mission in life at age 16. Yeah. So because I couldn't go, I was reading a lot of self-help masters like Tony Robbins, Marianne Williamson, and The Course of Miracles, Wayne Dyer, just gathering what I could for healing and growth. And really, I started entering into mindset work, studying that as a teenager. When I was at Penn State, my best friend and college roommate was murdered by her boyfriend. So that was my second big loss. So when I
Oh
lost Michael,
my.
I dedicated back to helping people with addictions. So I'm also a drug and alcohol counselor. When I lost Corinne, I dedicated myself to anyone in toxic relationships to help them heal, grow, and escape that kind of toxic environment. So that was my purpose behind my work. I didn't get to be a counselor until later in my years because I was raising two daughters as a divorced mom. And, it just took me time. I wanted them to be in college before I could go back to school. So I went back and opened up my company, Therapy by the Sea, in year 2000. And then in 20, 2009 and 10, I went to Relationship Coaching Institute because I always loved the coaching model. It's more educational, it's more solution focused. And I went back to be a coach and certified as a coach. And I knew what I wanted to teach, but I didn't come out as a coach until I had a full curriculum. So that meant writing my number one best-selling book, that's 400 pages, Love Beyond Your Dreams, which is about what is emotionally healthy love and what is toxic love? So people clearly knew the difference and how to heal if you were in toxic relationship. Then Live Beyond Your Dreams, its sister book, is about the mindset for success. So you can't have a happy life or love situation without both. So they are meant to go together. So once I wrote those books, then I wrote the curriculum, which is 150-page notebooks, one for singles, one for couples, and then one on personal transformation. So when that was all done, I came out as a coach after investing in a coach to help me go global. And I was with her for a year, and I built all my systems and my school and everything that is involved with being a global coach, and was out in 2017 full time as a coach, healing childhood and love trauma.
That's a lot of work. That is
There's
a
a lot of
lot
work.
of work.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, in that process was also my podcast, Lessons in Life and Love, with Coach Rhianna Milne. I have 126 shows out, I think, and 350 audios and videos. So I'm very pro education because I feel you really can't change what you don't know or understand. And most people don't understand childhood trauma. They're like, oh, I had a few bumps in the road as a kid, but I didn't have any trauma. That's what most people think. I did my trauma recovery work was after a second love trauma for me, when my partner said, I don't know what's the matter with me. I sabotage everything I love. And by then I was a therapist, and I'm scaling through the DSM for psychologists. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with you either. But for me to heal, I got to figure it out. Because even though I had a triple master's in psychology, the term childhood trauma was never mentioned. So one of the first to start speaking on it by guesting on podcasts in 2015. So people have said, you're crazy, you're making it up, this doesn't exist, it's not in the book. I'm like, I know, when it should be in the book, you know, because this is real. So all my research is from the deeper psychological journals, and other books that are cut into my books and my programs. And that's how it started, because I needed to heal myself. And then I was finding all this great research that was healing my therapy clients. And I was kept giving them note sheets. And they're like, you got to put a book together. And I'm there, that's in my spare time. So that's how it all came together over many years. And 2012 was when I put the childhood trauma checklist together that anyone can take for free on my website. It's my name, RhiannaMilne.com. And just go under quizzes, but that's a very easy 10-second questionnaire, and you can see what traumas did exist. And like I said, when we're young, we kind of just normalize those traumas.
Well, we don't really know any different when we're young.
Right. We're, yeah, it's just normal to us.
Well, and
Yeah.
the funny thing is, a lot of times the people will deny it, not because they're d in denial of it. They just, like you said, they normalize it, and then they have to stumble at some point,
Yeah, I
sometimes in
mean,
order to realize
yeah,
that
the
it's real.
research shows childhood trauma goes through at least three generations. So if you notice that you have some of the top 10 traumas, definitely mom and dad had them, and so did the grandparents. Severe cases also changes DNA, like the Holocaust victims. The DNA of their lineage shows very high anxiety people. Okay, why? Because of the anxiety that they suffered. So the science behind it is fascinating. I love that a study came out in 2016, Kaiser Permanente Group, out of California, came out with the ACE test. But I looked at it, I'm like, they're missing so much. You know, if there's a therapist, I was working with kids from foster care, that wasn't on there. Being bullied, I was bullied as a middle school student horribly, and being bullied was not on there, but it was on my checklist. You know, because I had worked with all these different populations as a therapist, healing their trauma. And then the same top 10 traumas kept coming up. Now there's more than 10, but that's how I devised my childhood trauma checklist for anybody to take a look at it and recognize, yes, I had this. Nope, didn't have that one. You know, and sometimes when I do a personal consult with someone, another two or three come out because they've been so normalized. Like, I had a really beautiful African American woman. She went through, and I said, any physical abuse? She goes, no. Then about another 20 minutes into that discovery session, she goes, yeah, when my dad get real mad, he had me, you know, pick the switch from the tree, which is a tree branch, and that, you know, and get punished. I said, well, that's physical abuse. She goes, oh no, all the kids on the block got punished that way. So that's a perfect example of normalization. And working in the schools with students, kindergarten through college, if one of my elementary kids students told me that, I would have to call the Division of Youth and Family Services because that child's being abused. So the normalization runs deep. And then the
Oh, for
patterns,
sure.
Yeah, the patterns that we go through are so ingrained in your subconscious that they stay with you as an adult. And unfortunately, when they're not healed, this is where choosing not the right partner comes into play. Yeah.
So is that the main outcome that you see most of the time from an unresolved childhood trauma is
It impacts us in life, love, and business, all
okay.
three areas. And actually, the research shows it impacts people in seven life areas completely. Like one is health. So if you don't heal the trauma, it shows you have a shorter lifespan. A lot of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome come from unhealed trauma. Irritable bowel, stomach issues, migraines. And then there is the relationship section, and then there is mental health issues, emotional issues, and for children, difficulty in learning. And I was a counselor in the schools as I'm doing a lot of this research. And, I had my kids meditating, and I used music therapy. And I found if I could calm their cortisol down, the memory and focus increased. So many kids are just, oh, they don't focus, they're ADHD, give them a pill. And I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah.
no, let me try these things first. So we got the behaviors to be better. We got them to calm down. I taught them to communicate their fears and needs. And with that, the ADHD symptoms were not there. But they were coming out of traumatic homes every morning. The cortisol was so high, they can't focus. So it was really interesting work, and I could help, from young people all the way to older. But, as a telehealth person, I work with 16 and up, unless I have coaching clients already. And then if their children are struggling, kind of a gentleman who was struggling, and he wanted me to work with his 11-year-old son because the son was really upset with his father and starting to act out and disengage from the family. So with that situation, I will work. With the parental permission that with somebody younger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you yourself keep yourself in a good mental health situation as you're dealing and listening to the trauma of others all the time? I like to ask this question
All day, every
of my
day.
friends, of my friends who special. I have a few friends who specialize in healing trauma, just PTSD and other kinds of trauma. And I've talked to them about what it takes for them
Yeah.
to maintain their equilibrium. So I wanted to ask you the same question.
Well, when I'm in focusing on my client, that's all I'm focusing on for the hour, right? I do have a great sense of humor. I love to dance. I love nature and the beach. That's why I live in Florida. I have a great fiance and a group of friends, about 60 of us that get together every weekend. So, life balance is really important to me. And I've been studying mindset since I've been young and teaching what I have called and trademarked the mindset for success. So, what you think about comes about, and the thoughts that you have in your mind either create joy or anxiety and depression. So work is work and play is play for me. And, couples time is really important to me. So I love my work because I've seen so many life transformations in my singles, my couples, my teens, that I do it because it's a place of love. And I was in their shoes. My singles who have been through toxic relationships or with a narcissist, I understand that. I've been there. And I get their pain. So it's nothing that's new to me or scary for me to treat, right? So I'm just impassioned, and they know I'm there giving solutions and teaching every day things that they can do. My system is trademarked, and it's all based on my research. So it's time tested 25 years with thousands of people. But it's nice to, save a family because I'm rebuilding a couple. But they're taking the toxic behavioral patterns that they learned growing up or they witnessed into their love relationships. And this is why their marriages are falling apart. So with a couple, I look at partner A, partner B, and the third entity is the relationship cycle that they keep getting stuck in. So I have to heal trauma for the first person and the second person, teach them to understand each other's triggers, teach a new way of communicating, and then change up the whole relationship dynamic. So it's intensive work. It's not like a fluff program. They're with me 4 to 6 months, but all trauma work says it takes about 6 months to change the subconscious patterns that are so ingrained into full conscious awareness, so that they are thinking before they do, say, text, write, everything, is this the best for me and everyone involved? So they're really becoming more consciously aware. And when both partners do, it really helps change the dynamic of the relationship.
And so one of the things that I try to do with this podcast is to gather from all of my guests some words of wisdom. So, from your own personal life, where did you stumble, have a catastrophe, have your own trauma that you had to, you described a couple of them already, but what lessons did you learn personally through that that now inform all of the work that you do with others?
I lost Corinne at 23. I was pregnant with my first child, who's born at 24. And I married my college sweetheart, who at 26 ended up stealing $200,000 from my mother. So here I had two little baby girls. And a husband I did not trust. And when there's no trust, you lose love. And I knew I would be better off alone. I didn't know how. I'm a highly faith-based person. I just believe God's got my back. And so I divorced at 26. There was a $750,000 bankruptcy due to his business failure. Plus, I had a $200,000 debt that I had to take on because of what he did. So I worked five jobs most of my adult life, raising my girls, paid the child support, ran a model and talent agency from the age of 26 to 36. This is why I couldn't go back into college. I didn't have the funds to go then. I was in survival mode. But despite that, learning the business skills that I had learned in Philadelphia, where I grew up, I worked for a radio station. I was a promotional model for the top station. And I had a brilliant boss that knew marketing like you couldn't believe. And he says, "Hun, you always got to do something different than everybody else." So I always kept that in mind. And my model and talent agency, I opened with my first month's rent. I couldn't get a loan due to a bankruptcy. I never got a business loan to grow my businesses. It was always, I can figure this out. And within 6 months, I won at the International Model and Talent Association. I won an award for educational excellence. By the first year in business, I won School of the Year, and this is international competition. So I went from four clients my first months to 25 in a waiting list. And back then, because I didn't have the money for advertising, we did community service. So I always got pictures in the newspaper. I always got television coverage because we would give back to the community. And in that way, the company just grew and everyone wanted to be a part of this fun talent company because I had model singers, actors, and dancers. So I was helping people in Erie, Pennsylvania reach their dreams and goals in the talent business. Then I was bought out by a New York firm. So moved to New York and I had these two locations. So even my own daughter sings on, multi-platinum CDs. So that was her dream. But they all learned mindset for success to help them reach the level that they wanted to reach being a small town person. So one wanted to be a Rockette in New York, she became a Rockette. One wanted to be an actor in television, particularly Baywatch. We meditated on that. He ended up on Baywatch filming in California. From Erie, PA. Okay, so I've been doing mindset work for over 40 years now. So even my coaching clients and therapy clients get mindset work because that changes everything.
It sure does. I also am a big fan of mindset work and Wayne Dyer and that whole movement. I firmly believe in making sure that your mind and what you're thinking about is what you are heading towards, and at the same time enjoying where you are right then too. Yeah, for sure. So you also have dealt with and talked about signs of narcissism.
Okay.
and sociopathic behavior. Can you just describe a few of those that you have encountered over your years?
Yeah, I love Dr. Hare's checklist, the sociopathic checklist. And a lot of people says, "Oh, I had a narcissist," and when I talk to him, I'm like, "No, you had a sociopath." Now, where do those types of people come from? Certainly, they're not born that way, right? So, the childhood trauma checklist, if they're scoring high, like 9 to 10 traumas with an intensity level of 9 to 10, this is where narcissists and sociopathy come from. Unfortunately, these people went through extreme trauma as a young person. This is what led them to their behavior. But certainly there are all kinds of signs. They're more focused on themselves. They never apologize. They're always blaming you. They don't take responsibility. They are obsessed with power and lifestyle. So they will usually charm a woman like crazy, or we call love bombing, to marry them quickly, a quick marriage. So don't take it as a compliment. Wow, he wants to marry me in 2 months. Like, no, that's a huge red flag. To attach themselves to the lifestyle of what she has worked so hard to build for herself. So there's a lot of different signs. I go into this pretty deeply in the Love Beyond Your Dreams book. So you want to make sure you know all the signs. And the first section of that book is the 19 personality types that can break your heart. So
Oh
that's
my
just one of them.
goodness. Wow.
Under antisocial behavioral patterns. So you want to know the patterns. You want to be really educated before you're dating. I have a program called Success in Dating, and it's all about knowing the psychology and art of dating successfully. And you have to know that. It's not about chemistry. Oh, he's hot. Like, no, that's the worst way to make a choice in a partner. And that is what we grew up with, the romance novels and the movies. And chemistry is actually the phenylalanine running around in your brain. The hippocampus and the frontal lobe of the brain likes what it knows, whether it's good or bad. So it will take you to the behavioral patterns of the past. Right. So chemistry is one of the worst ways to pick a partner, you guys. So you don't want to do that. You have to become educated. So there's something that a lot of people come to me with, and they're pretty deep in it at that time, which we call RRS, relationship repetition syndrome. So that shows up in two ways. One, either they keep repeating after they break up with this certain person, the narcissist, the love bomber. I'll never have one of these again. I'll read 300 self-help books. They go out, and guess what? They pick the exact same
Exact
partner,
same.
different face. Okay. That's one way. The other way it shows up is they're with this toxic person. The conscious mind says, oh my God, I know he's no good for me. They break up, and within 7 to 10 days, they're back together, thinking, well, he does love me, or he says he'll change. And you just keep going back. You're accepting the breadcrumbs from this person because you don't have the strength to leave him. And this is a clear sign that your childhood trauma has not been healed. Because when it is, you have the confidence to say, that's it. I'm done. I saw the red flags. I'm not going any further. The world is abundant. I will meet someone else. Wonderful. Time for me to get some help so I know to recognize what is an emotionally healthy, evolved, and conscious partner and not fall for someone toxic again and know the differences clearly. So that's really the nuts of what I teach because so many people get swept up in that pattern. It's very frustrating. I was saying to myself, how could I attract someone like this? I'm a nice lady. I work hard. I'm a great mom. I'm spiritual. But the sociopath will attach themselves to people like that. Okay, someone who's loving and forgiving, right? So you've got to become stronger, more empowered with your communication and your confidence levels and the education to know what's healthy and what's not.
How do you help that this created a thought in my head of what is that person looking for in a partner? And
A
then that's
sociopath, A sociopath is someone that uses someone for lifestyle, pleasure, or profit. Lifestyle advancement, pleasure, meaning just sexual pleasure and advancement. And there are women narcissists too that
Oh, of
use men,
course. Yeah.
right? They use a man
Yeah.
and pretend they're gushing all over them with all this love and affection. They marry him and then they go to the young guy for their affairs. Just married the man for their money. They're all over the place too.
Right.
So I've had many men that have been hurt by these narcissistic women. You just got to be careful out there. You got to know what you're doing when you're dating, and it's not about chemistry. That's the number one thing because they're excellent at love bombing. So if you're coming into a relationship and you're not confident and emotionally sound, like if you're pining for that love attention because you didn't get it from mom or dad, then you are suspect to attract a narcissist.
Well, yes, of course, absolutely. One of the
Yeah.
things that I hear a lot in my friends of my age is divorce was kind of not as common
Back in
back when
our
we were
day.
growing up. Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So, my dad left when I was 16, and once I got into therapy later on in my life, I recognized that a lot of my behavior was attention seeking, and it was trying to fill that hole that he left
Right.
in my life. And so I did a lot of things and allowed myself to be used, if you will, a lot because I was trying to fill that hole.
Exactly. And that is a
In
sign
my
of that
college
childhood
days.
trauma wound. Again, childhood trauma is not our fault. It's just
Yeah.
the experiences that we go through as kids, right? We're not looking at this stage of our life to blame our parents or to feel guilty about anything.
No.
It's like looking at it as a fact. Okay, yes, I have six of these 10 traumas. I want to heal them. Now, what do I have to learn and do to make sure I am not chasing that man that love bombs me and uses me? And it's true, Julie, a lot of women use sex to get love. And then they're like, why do I never have a man commit to me? I said, because you're giving him sex on date one or two. What are you doing? And they're just lowering that self-esteem to hopefully have them fall in love with them. But that
Right.
is the art and psychology of dating successfully. You're never going
Right.
to get your partner by lowering your standards. Doesn't happen that way.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're out there educating the population about all of these relationship issues and where many of them came from childhood trauma, and bringing that to the
Yes.
front. Because regardless of if we think we had it or not, we've probably got some kind of childhood trauma. You just don't live life without some kind of trauma at some point.
Well, yeah, 2021, the research shows 100% of us have childhood trauma. So it's just looking at the list saying, oh, yes, I did have this. Now let's fix it. When
Yeah.
I was doing my research in 2012, my numbers came up with 90%. And then there was kind of like a joke, well, the narcissist will never admit that anything's wrong with him.
Right.
It's everybody
Right.
else. So that's the 10% that did not admit to, oh, I don't have any of these. No, my childhood was perfect. So that's kind of the standing joke. But 2021, it showed 100% of us have at least some of the traumas on my checklist.
100%. Well, I will tell you, I've really enjoyed this. I've got three questions that I ask at the end of every episode. I wish we had longer, but let me ask you my three questions, if you don't mind. So for the
Sure, of course.
first one, if you can close your eyes and imagine, show me or tell me what appears in your mind when I say the words wise woman.
I see like a warrior, someone that has overcome challenges. In Buddhism, we call this the Earth School. We're here to learn many life lessons and the wise woman is a warrior that overcomes those challenges, learns a lesson from them, moves on, becomes stronger, wiser, and happier through the process.
Absolutely. That's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question that I have is, where do you like to roam?
I love the beach, anything tropical. I guess it goes back to my family vacations. For 2 weeks, we had my father. He was gone a lot. We did not know he was FBI and CIA.
Oh,
But this is how
wow.
we supported the family. But we never knew when daddy was coming home. But we had him for 2 weeks in Key West, Florida. And I said,
Oh.
Daddy, one day I will live here. One day I will live in Florida. And I just love the palm trees and the night air, getting out of the cold winters of Philadelphia. And here I
Yes.
am in Florida, but I had to like close a booming practice 14 years in New Jersey, come down to zero. And it's like, that's okay. I can redo this. I'm 60 now. I can just redo it. And then eventually I went global anyway. But yeah, I love, as you can see, even in my backdrop, it's water. And my company name, Therapy by the Sea, you know, so it's always been the water. The ocean, that's peaceful for me.
My favorite place in the whole world is Key West.
Oh,
It's my
yeah.
favorite.
There
Yeah, so
you
I have my there's my wave.
go.
I have a
Yeah, there's your
wave or
wave.
a conch or something on all
Yeah.
my businesses.
I would
So,
say I grew up in Key West because I've been going there since 6 years old and kind of watched the
wonderful.
years redevelop Key West, you know, so. It's one of my favorite
Yeah.
spots.
Well, my last question for you is what makes you restless, but in a good way?
So I would say in my word that I would use instead of restless would be, what do I like to feel challenged with? I am always learning, always wanting to know what's going on. And it depends. It could be a world event, like when COVID came out. I was a fiend studying the doctors, the researchers, should I get this vaccine or not? And everything my intuition was saying, no. And I was just like researching to get the answers. So I took that on for like a year. And I worked full time all day and was watching videos at night. And I was coming across factual information that is only now allowed to come out in media. You know, so it was very frustrating, you know, that I had this information but couldn't talk about it because we would have been banned. Right. So it depends what's going on. Like in our world, this whole financial changeover is happening right now. And for survival, you have to be on top of it. As women, you have to educate yourself. You know, what is Bitcoin and altcoins? What is, you know, the best way to invest in the stock market? I mean, I am a coach and I have invested probably in at least 18 coaches. So I'm always taking on the next thing. Like right now, I have an AI coach. You know, and developed a very cool chatbot for my website. And I'm there talking French and Spanish with my AI clone, which is really cool. You know, so I'm always looking to learn the next thing because learning is exciting. You're always growing. And when you're growing, life is exciting. When you stop growing, and Tony Robbins had a quote, if you stop growing, you're dying. And because I was a
Yes.
reader of Tony's since 16, 17 years old, I always took that on. What is the next thing I can learn to become more educated, more evolved, more knowledgeable around my world, not only for survival as a woman, but as a mom to help my guide my kids, you know, and you have to know what's going on in today's world. So I would say learning and taking on the next topic that interests me, whether it's business related or personal.
That's perfect. And I agree 100% with that. I have a lot of people say that they are constant learners. And
Yeah.
those are the kinds of people that develop the wisdom that then we can turn around and share with the ones who are coming behind us, which is the whole
That's right.
purpose of my
I am
podcast. So
teaching a
thank
lot of
you.
finances to my women that come to me for coaching. Like they don't even know what dividend funds are. And I'm like,
Oh,
that's when
yes.
money you invest, you get monthly money back. So if you only have Social Security, you want money to come back to you from your dividend funds. It's like, well, how do I get into that? You know, so. And how do you buy silver and gold? You better have the metal in your possession today because that is the world currency, right? Everyone will accept a silver dollar or a gold coin, no matter where you go. If the dollar goes away, you've got these, right? So you better know what's going on in today's world. It's important.
It is to stay up to date and find the facts, find the real facts for
Yes.
sure.
Yep.
Well, thank you for
You're
being
welcome.
on the program. I have very much enjoyed it. And folks, I have some links that I will put in the show notes, how to get the two books, as well as where to go to connect with Rihanna.
Yes,
So,
yes. And make sure you do the childhood trauma checklist. If you have any questions,
yes.
reach out to me through my website. It's at rihannamilne.com. And I just want to encourage you all, now is the time to create the life you desire and have the love you deserve. Don't wait because time is short.
Thank you so much for those words of
Thank you,
wisdom.
Julie.